T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
They're sending this basic trash over to the U.S. Senate.
Hunter Biden has no knowledge of the accusations against the president.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly.
She's orchestrated the Church of Holy Hill.
It's actually, I think, one of those things my father's going to go down for, is letting people see through the BS of media.
Let's go do it, baby.
Let's do it.
603, 123.
Hey, how about those Kansas City Chiefs? Good morning to you. Happy Monday. And it is MLK Day. It is a holiday. Places like a ghost town around here. Everybody's off. What are they doing?
Is it normal for all businesses to be off on MLK Day?
I think it's one of those holidays now that pretty much everybody gives people the day off.
Yeah, most of them that I know. I mean, I work with a lot of businesses. Most people are off today.
Mm, cool.
So good. So happy here we MLK are, day. Though. And Denise Schaefer has the day off. And my friend Brian Feldman from down the hall to KMOX filling in this morning. Brian, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Love
it. We appreciate that. That's good stuff. We're going to get to a lot for you today. I got Alex Saltzman coming up with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. She's actually on the ground in Richmond, Virginia this morning for this rally that's going to take place there in support of the Second Amendment, although Governor Blackface down there in Virginia has tried to turn this into something that it's not. And we're going to talk with her more about that coming up. You might have heard the soundbite there from Lindsey Graham talking about the impeachment, that it's a partisan railroad job. He had some kind words to say about Nancy Pelosi this morning. But I did want to point out that we have figured out now what's missing, because we've been wondering, well, if the House had all of this evidence on impeachment, why didn't they show it to us? Well, we had to go back to Adam Schiff to figure out why. Cut 16.
The intelligence community is beginning to withhold documents for Congress on the issue of Ukraine. They appear to be succumbing to pressure from the administration. The NSA in particular is withholding what are potentially relevant documents to our oversight responsibilities on Ukraine, but also withholding documents potentially relevant that the senators might want to see during the trial.
Interesting, Adam Schiff, that now there must be documents we haven't seen. That's why we haven't made our case against the President of the United States. Let's get to our guests, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation joining me this morning, as always, on a Monday morning. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hey, thanks for working on the holiday. We appreciate you.
Oh, listen, I think I work all the time, so not a big deal.
Yeah, Carafano complains about that, too.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You know, you played that clip from Adam Schiff, and, you know, my reaction to that is, why would anybody believe anything he says? This is the same Adam Schiff, remember, who, when Devin Nunes, more than a year ago, said that the Steele dossier was the basis for the whole FISA investigation, he said, oh, that's a Schiff said that's a complete lie. It's not true. And, of course, the IG report proved that what Nunes was saying a year and a half ago was absolutely 100% correct, and what Adam Schiff was saying was 100% a lie.
Yeah, very. That's a great point, because Nunes was out on front of this early on, in front of the White House, and he was accused of just carrying the president's water and all of this stuff. I remember that that scene very clearly. It's interesting to hear Lindsey Graham yesterday talking about this. Particularly the fact that he's got a goal through this impeachment. I want to get your reaction to this. Go to cut 11, please.
The one thing he talks to me constantly about is, what does the next president do after this if this is successful? He does not want a legitimized attack on the presidency, and that's my number one goal, is to do this trial in a fashion that no House, Republican or Democrat, ever again will do what this House did.
You know, I think it's interesting, Hans, because Alan Dershowitz made that same point yesterday, and clearly he's been picked as a member of the president's legal team who's going to go to the House and fight this. He said this is a threat to the presidency, period, not Democrat or Republican.
Oh, no, he's absolutely right about that. Because, look, what's really going on here is Democrats trying to turn us into a parliamentary system, which we are. And what I mean by that is, as you know, in the British Parliament, if the political parties lose confidence in the prime minister, if they don't like him, they get rid of him. They are able to do that. The impeachment process, that's not what it's for. It's not there so that the party controlling the House of Representatives can get rid of a president who they personally don't like, or whose politics they don't like. That's right. A parliamentary system. We don't have that. Impeachment is only there if a president has engaged in serious misconduct, bribery, treason, high crimes and misdemeanors. They haven't proven that has occurred here, that this they've been trying to impeach him since, what, a week after he was inaugurated.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Pelosi said last week that it's about the allegation, right? Not the evidence. That seems to be what right. They believe.
Right. Well, listen, it all starts tomorrow. You know, the Senator McConnell is putting up a resolution tomorrow for a vote that will outline how the trial is going to proceed. And I got to say something. You know, Pelosi picked seven managers, and it's very strange looking at the people she chose, because instead of trying to get the best lawyers she could sitting in the House, it's like she had a quota system.
Yes.
For making sure
yes.
that every kind of gender and race was represented. I mean, so she picked people who weren't even lawyers, who have no experience in any of this. And on the other side, my gosh, you've got a dream team of lawyers. Alan Dershowitz, Ken Starr, the former Whitewater prosecutor, Pam Bondi, the former attorney general of Florida. It's like a professional hockey team up against a bunch of high schoolers.
Yeah, but I guess that doesn't matter to Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, because he's already said that he's going to force votes on witnesses. I mean, technically he can do that, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, he can certainly try to do it, but the key question is, does he actually have the votes for that? I don't think so. And if he starts doing that, what are the Republicans going to bring in the people Schumer doesn't want to hear from, like Hunter Biden or the guy at the CIA, the secret ally of Adam Schiff, who
right.
got all this started?
Yeah, exactly. We haven't heard about the whistleblower recently, but that may come up again
this
week.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder, is that CIA guy one of the guys that Schiff is claiming is withholding documents, his ally over there?
Yeah, you got to wonder. Questions to ponder this morning. Hey, listen, have a great Monday, Hans. We appreciate you.
Sure thing. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Hans von Spakovsky, H. von Spakovsky on Twitter. And, of course, you can follow him at heritage.org. Hey, we haven't talked much about Kim Gardner today, but there's some new news out that you need to understand about this lawsuit that John Solomon, formerly from The Hill and other newspapers on Capitol Hill, has brought against our circuit attorney. We'll get to that when we come back.